science and technology.
Peopling the Americas. Checkpoint. The first migrants to the New World had to wait 8,000 years to be admitted.
How America was originally colonized is a topic of perennial interest at the AAAS. Until recently, the earliest uncontested archaeological evidence of people living in the New World came from Swan Point in Alaska. This dates back 14,400 years. Linguists, however, maintain that the diversity of native languages in the Americas could not have arisen so quickly. Conventional models of linguistic evolution assume tongues separate in the way populations of organisms do, so that the flow of vowels, words, and grammatical structures between groups must cease before new languages can emerge, just as a cessation of gene flow gives rise to new species. This suggests it would take at least 50,000 years for a single population speaking a single language to diversify and spread through the Americas in a way that yielded the pattern heard today. Since Native Americans' genes do indeed indicate they all derive from a single population, this discrepancy in timing is a paradox. That paradox may be close to resolution. Recent digs have pushed the physical evidence of America's settlement back in time. Meanwhile, as the meeting heard from Mark Zicoli, a linguist at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, a different model of linguistic evolution brings the common ancestor of Native American tongues forward. Apply a few error bars to the results, and the two estimates touch at about 25,000 years ago. The problem with explaining linguistic evolution in pure Darwinian terms is that words are not genes. Species, once separate, do not exchange genetic information because they do not interbreed. Languages, though, can exchange grammatical and semantic elements when they meet, which can speed up diversification. Dr. Zicoli thus turned to a computational phylogenetic analysis, an area of linguistic research that tries to work out whether and how such interaction may have taken place. From the thousands or so Native American languages, he chose 4 dozen spoken in Alaska and northern Canada, the part of the Americas closest to humanity's point of entry from Asia. He and his colleagues created a database that recorded for each of them 116 linguistic features such as sounds, parts of words, the functions of these parts, and the ways a language combines words into phrases. They then used this to identify the influences of languages on each other. They also added geographical information, plotting the flow of linguistic change along the Pacific coast and through the river valleys. This nearly halved the time needed to give rise to the modern situation if the languages had evolved independently from a single common ancestor. That suggests the process of divergence may have begun as recently as 25,000 years ago.